Yeah.
It's not gonna work.
We had a tissue box last time.
Yeah, we had a tissue box. They make these things so they'll break. Anyway, we'll just have to make do somehow. Anyway, welcome to Yevamos, the Masechta which scares me the most in Shas. We don't have the book from last time? Were you not with us last time? Okay, this is the book. Nachas Tzvi. Since nobody else has it except me and Dr. Gisele, who obviously did not bring it tonight, so therefore we'll have to share. In any event, right off the bat, I doubt it. But later this year, you should be able to when Daf Yomi Bavli starts you almost. In any event, right off the bat, Chamesha Se Noshim Potos Saroseim. The first page, the 15 women exempt their co-wives from Yibum. Now, co-wives means, of course, in the days when everybody could have two wives, the good old days or bad old days, depending on your perspective. So if, let's say, the concept of Yibum is that if somebody has a brother who dies, then the brother dies childless, then the brother, one of the remaining brothers marries, or is miyabim, to use a more precise term, the wife of the widow of his deceased brother, and in that fashion, the house still is remains operative. Now, the case of Yibum only applies in certain instances, in other instances does not. And the Mishnah is going to give the cases where 15 women are exempt. They exempt their co-wives, and not only they exempt their co-wives, they exempt the co-wives of their co-wives. Mina chalitza, mina yibum, from chalitza and from yibum, atzaf olam. Now yibum is the levirate marriage, as it's called in English, where you do take your brother's wife. Chalitza is where you go through a ceremony which you repudiate your brother's wife. But the idea is the same. When you're susceptible to Yibum, you're susceptible to Chalitza. When you're susceptible to Chalitza, you're susceptible to Yibum, except in rare cases, which the Masechta will discuss. Do not worry, they will come up. Okay? Now, who are these 15 women? So they're Bito. I'm just going to go through the pictures, because these are actually easy ones. Later on in the Masechta, they get complicated. Although, scanning the Nachas Tzvi and the Yerushalmi, it's nothing like the Nachas Tzvi and the Bavli, which is the good news. So here we have, so you get used to the system, okay? So everybody's got to look in together here. All right, so the system is, he claims not. Who would you call?
Chicago people bookstores said their supplier.
Oh, you called here?
Yeah.
Oh, you called Beagle Eyes in New York, they might have it. Which one? Eichler's? Yeah, they might have it. Eichler's, 1-800 Eichler's, yeah, they probably do. That was not a paid plug. Okay. So, anyway, so look, here's the way the pictures work. This is heavy black lines, of course, mean death.
Yeah, right.
The houses like this, little houses, mean marriage. Okay, lines that represent the next generation. Okay, that black dots mean they're forbidden to be miyabim to do yibum. White dots would mean they're permissible to do yibum. Okay, now here, Yaakov had a daughter. His daughter's name was Dina. Dina married Yaakov's brother Yitzchak. That's permitted, of course, right? So now Yitzchak died. Dina is not allowed to marry Yaakov, of course, because Dina is Yaakov's daughter.
Right.
So in this case, there is no mitzvah of Yibum, nor is there a mitzvah of Chalitza. Now, this is a case where the same case extended to a tzara, meaning a co-wife. Yaakov gave birth to Dina. Dina married Yitzchak, his brother, her uncle, which is permissible according to Jewish law. Dina had a co-wife, meaning Yitzchak had two wives, Dina and Rachel, some other woman. When Yitzchak dies, since Yaakov cannot marry Dinah, he cannot marry Rachel either. He cannot do Yibum neither to Dinah nor to Rachel. That's a tzara. Then there's tzara sarosehen, right? Double tzara. Oh boy, double woes. What happens like this? Again, Yaakov gave birth to Dinah. Dinah married first Yitzchak. That's one of his brothers, right? And Dinah had, and there was a co-wife, Rachel, right? Now, Yitzchak died. Now, Yaakov can't marry either woman because one of his sister, one is his daughter, one's the co-wife of his daughter. So instead, Rachel goes and is Misya Bemes, she goes to a third brother, Reuven. Okay? So his third brother contracts marriage, the Yibum, with Rachel, right? So now, then Reuven dies. So Rachel, now Reuven dies. So now Rachel is still exempt because she was once Dinah, Yaakov's daughter's co-wife. Right. But now it's Rachel exempt, but now Leah, who was Reuven's other wife, is exempt as well. So actually that's Tzoroseyan, meaning there was one co-wife relationship, Dinah to Rachel, that exempted Rachel. There was another co-wife relationship, Rachel to Leah, that exempted Leah. Okay, so that's the tzara of the tzara. Everybody get that? Again, see how fun the Yevamos is going to be? So the co-wives are exempt from Yibum because one of them is forbidden to the Yavam. And the co-wife of a co-wife is exempt from the Yibum because one of them is forbidden to the Yavam. Okay? So those are those cases, the cases which would, that's all perhaps pertains to daughter, which is the first case. Now, of course, all the other cases in the Mishnah follow. Baspito. I don't have to show you the diagram on that, but I will anyway, just so you're familiarized with the diagram system continually. In other words, Yaakov had a daughter, Dinah. Dinah had a daughter, Tamar. Tamar, Yaakov's granddaughter, who was forbidden to him, went and married his brother, Yitzchak, right? So now Yaakov can't marry Tamar, so therefore there's no Yibum. And the same thing, if Tamar had a co-wife, after the co-wife then went and married another brother, the same idea. Okay? And so on and so forth. So that's Bito. Ubas Bito, the daughter of his daughter. Ubas Beno, the daughter of his son. It's also a granddaughter, just on the other side. Bas Ishto. Now, Nachalas Tzvi. Nun Ches Lamed Sof. New word. Tzadi Beis Yud. Boy, you guys really are enamored with this book. Didn't take very long.
I had prepared on the table.
Does it bring back fond memories?
I guess that's why I got
it. Okay, you didn't have this, ever had a book like this, right?
No, we used to plot it out by hand.
Yeah, see, we're so advanced.
It's a good book. Yeah.
Okay, we're waiting patiently here. Okay. And not trying to be mean or anything about it. So in any event, so the Gemara goes on and says, of course, the Mishnah goes on and says, Ubas, third line, Bas Ishto. This is an interesting case worth seeing. Bas Ishto means, here again, wherever, going further in our exploring this book, wherever the line is not direct, it means that there's only there's an indirect relationship. So here, for example, Rachel, who's Yaakov's wife, had a daughter by previous marriage, who's Dinah, who's, of course, now Yaakov's wife's daughter, but not his stepdaughter, but not his actual daughter. This Dinah went and married Yaakov's sister, Yitzchak, right? Yaakov's brother, Yitzchak. Then Yitzchak died, so Yaakov cannot be Miabim Dinah, because just like you're not allowed to marry your own daughter, you're also not allowed to marry your wife's daughter, okay? That's Bas Ishto. Ubas Bino, or his wife's granddaughter through her son, Ubas Bito, should be Ubas Bito, and her granddaughter through her daughter. The Chamoso, another cool case. Not every diagram we have to look up. Here's this case here. Chamoso, your mother-in-law. Yaakov was married to Dinah, right? Dinah's mother was Rachel. Rachel went and married Yaakov's brother, right? So this is so then Yitzchak's brother died. Yaakov's brother Yitzchak died. So now actually his mother-in-law is open for him for Yibum. So in that case, lucky for him, he's exempt from doing Yibum or Chalitza. So that's Chamoso. Ve'em Chamoso, that's his mother-in-law. The same thing is true about his grandmother-in-law. We'll skip that case for now. I'll skip the diagram. And Ve'em Chamiv, his grandmother-in-law through his father-in-law. Achoso, his own sister, who's married to his brother. Now, the way that works is pretty cool. The way it works is that it has to be his sister from his mother's side, right? Because otherwise, how can his sister marry his brother? So actually, his sister, he has a half-sister on his mother's side who married his half-brother on his father's side who are not related to each other. Now, when his brother dies, so he cannot do Yibum to his sister, right? Vachos Ishto, his wife's sister, and Eshes Achiv Me'imo. And this is a fundamental halacha. Yibum only works if it's your half-brother to your father, but not if you have a half-brother to your mother. So if your half-brother from your mother's wife dies, there is no Yibum, and the woman just goes free. Okay? The Eshes Achiv Shloya Bolamo, and your brother who was born... Well, we're going to go through all these cases in Gemara. Don't worry. They're coming back. The Ashes, they will haunt us for a long time to come. The Ashes, Achiv Shaloya Bolamo. And another interesting one is if you had a brother who died before you were born, and he had a wife. So there's no Yibum in that case, because it has to be that you and your brother were alive at the same time. So even though he might have left a widow, if you were born after your brother died, so you don't have to do Yibum. And Kalaso, the final case given in Mishnah, is your own daughter-in-law. In other words, she was your daughter-in-law previously, and your son died, and then your daughter-in-law went and married your brother. And then your brother died. So in that case, you still remained your daughter-in-law. You're not allowed to do Yibum on her. Okay, so these are 15 women. And again, we're going to go back to these many times. Who exempt themselves from Yibum because they're forbidden to the brother of the deceased. They exempt their co-wives from Yibum. And they exempt their co-co-wives from Yibum as well. Again, the co-co-wife is the most interesting case. In other words, if they were co-wife, they originally were the woman who's forbidden. And she had a co-wife, right? And then their husband died. And now the co-wife went and married did Yibum to one of the other brothers. And then that other brother died. So the co-wife of the co-wife is also exempted from Yibum. Okay? See? I heard that comment. Okay, start somewhere. Now, this is not going to come back for a couple of blocks to the diagrams. Ksiva says, Matzostan, this is a quote from a bright, so it's as if it says, in the Bavli here, it said Tanya. But it's not the Bavli, too, shall we? So it says Ksiva. It says, Matzostayachel. It says, you eat matzos. Now, this is not talking about Pesach. This is talking about Korban Mincha. Right? The flour offering is eaten for a matzos. Now, the fishoys, and this is all Bryce, which says, the fishoys of the chalhet, the flour was permitted to eat, the nesra, and then became forbidden to eat when it became a sacrifice. The chazavuch, and then subsequently becomes mutzer again, yochol, after the komets, after the fistful of flowers paste atop the mizbeach, yochol tachzol terishon, does it go back to its original permissibility, which is that it can be eaten in any way, shape, or form, matzah, chametz, whatever. Tamulomra matzos teachel. No, it says you have to matzos teachel, which means matzah, mitzvah, that is the command. Kayotzibo, similarly, this is all the braisa. Yavama yavohle. It says the yavam, right, the brother, should have relations with deceased brother's wife, widow. Now, originally, before this woman married his brother, she was, of course, mutter to this fellow. Then she married the guy's brother, and she became forbidden to this fellow. The chaza v'hutra, now she becomes permissible again. Does she go back to original permissibility? No. She doesn't go back to original permissibility, which where she was permissible to anybody to marry, right? Not just to this guy. She was permissible to anybody. Here it says, now only when she becomes permissible as a childless widow, she's only permissible to one person. Who's the one person she's permissible to? The brother, right? The husband's brother.
This is an interesting analogy. I don't remember that.
No, this is not a Bavli at all. The first two blot are completely not a Bavli. Yes, very fascinating. And the Mar picks up on it at great length here. Rabbi Yossi potam Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi explained the Brice in the following fashion, similar to the way I just explained it. Matzos teochel mitzvah. It says a mitzvah eat the mincha as a matzah. Levisha yisrael b'chal after because it's permitted. Achuleik nisha before you consecrate it. Meaning rotza locho ochel. If you want to eat it, sholochol enocha. If you want to eat it, you don't have to eat it. Tikdisha. When you consecrated it, the Nazar became forbidden. Meaning nobody could eat it. Korev Kumtza, when the fistful of flour taken from the mincha is placed atop the altar, the Chazavucha becomes permissible again. So Yochel Lachzor Leterishon does go back to its original permissibility. Roitzel Lochel Ochel. That if he wants to eat, he may eat it in any way, shape, or form, of course. If he doesn't want to eat it, he doesn't eat it. Talmud lo is to go back to that permissibility. Talmud lo, Matzah, Pazuk says, Matzos teochel, it's got to eat his matzos. That's the mitzvah. Kayotzibo, similarly, Yavama Yavoa Leh. The Yavam shall have relations with the Yavama. Now, this important thing to remember, I guess I should say right off the bat. On a Torah level, there's no marriage by Yavama. The Yibum is only marital relations. Right? If marital relations might not be the right word. It has to be that they have relations with each other. Whereas a marriage, a classic marriage, is contracted by money, by documents, or by relations. Yibum can only be done by relations. So therefore, the pasuk is quite explicit. It says, "Yivama yivo eleh." No vort. No euphemisms. No vort, right? No vort. No chasna. Just go straight. Do not. I don't know if that's the right analogy. Right. The act is consummated. Consummation is a good way of putting it. Right. And that's going to be critical because it's going to come up again on later on in the Gemara many times. So says Gemara, so Ketzibah Yavama Yavaleh, the Yavam shall have relations with the Yavama, period, mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. Fishoi Sabuchal, that's originally was permitted, this woman was permitted, Achelo Nisei Slocha, before she married the brother, Ratzalichnos. Gones, if he, this guy, let's say, wanted to marry her, could have married her. Sholichnos, if he didn't want to marry her, and Gones, he didn't have to marry her, right? Nisei Slocha, once she marries the brother, Vanessa, she's forbidden. And then when the brother dies without any kids, Chazavucha, she becomes permissible again. Yochel Tachzor Leterishon, does she go back to her original permissibility? Rotza Lichnos Kones, Shalo Lichnos Eino Kones, that if he wants to take her into her house, he's permitted. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. Tamalomi Yavama Yavoyla, that's why it says the Yavam has to have relations with her. Mitzvah, it's a mitzvah for him to do so and bring the woman into his house. So that's one way of interpreting the Braisa. The next way of interpreting the Braisa is Rav Huna's. That was a fascinating way of interpreting it, which is really moralistic, and we very rarely see interpretations of Chumash like this, as we're about to say. Generally, interpretations of Chumash are value neutral. And this one's going to be a value positive. Wait till you see this. Rav Huna Patamastisi looked the price the following way. Matzos teochel mitzvah. Matzos should be consumed, that's a mitzvah. Lefishoi sabichala teirach lo kitcha said she was permitted until she was married by the brother. I'm sorry. Well, I mix the cases. Because since matzah was smitten before it was consecrated as a korban, since the flour was smitten before it was consecrated as a korban, lots of loichel, chametz, loichel. If you want to eat his chametz, you can eat it. Matzah loichel, if you want to eat his matzah, you can eat it. It's different than Rabbi Yosef's interpretation. Rabbi Yosef's interpretation was, if he wants it, he can eat it. If he doesn't want it, he doesn't have to eat it. But his interpretation is slightly different. If he wants to eat the chametz, you can eat it. If he wants to eat matzah, you can eat it. Hekdisho, once he made a hekdesh, once it's sacrificed, consecrated, finesse, if it becomes forbidden. Karev kumtzav, then when the fistful of flour is placed on the mizbeach, chozer v'utra becomes mutter again. Yorot tachzah terishon, let's go back to its original permissibility. Roitza locho chometz oichel matzah oichel, if you want to eat chometz, you can eat it as chometz, want to eat as matzah, you can eat as matzah. Tamulomar matzos teochel mitzvah, that's why it says the mitzvah is specifically to eat as matzos. Kayotzibo, similarly. Lepi, Yavama, Yavala, the Yavam should have relations with the Yavama. Mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, what does it mean? Lepi shoy sabichal hetar shlo nizay slachim. Since she was permitted before marrying the brother. Meaning, how was she permitted? Here's again different. Before it said he was permitted, meaning that, if this guy chose to marry her, could marry her. If this guy chose not to marry her, could have not married her. It's different. Before, we're assuming he wanted to marry her. But he could have married her for any purpose. If he wanted to marry her because she's a baroness. And if he marries her, he'll get the title of being a baron. Koinis, he's allowed to do so. Hushay mom, and he wants to marry her because she's the boss's daughter and she's loaded to the gills. And that's why he wants to marry her. Koinis, so he can marry for that purpose. Doesn't mention love here. It wasn't a value. Nisei Slachiv, while she's married to the brother, that's why she's forbidden. Meis Achiv L'Abayim, now his brother dies without any kids. Chazavutra, she's permitted again. Yochel Tachso L'Teir Rishon, does she go back to original permissibility? Chazal Lichnos L'Shem Toar Kones, and if he wants to marry her now for a title, he can marry her. Roshem Mom, and if he wants to marry her now for a money, Kones, he can marry her for a money. That's why it says that Yavam has to come and have relations with her expressly for the purpose of mitzvah. You're not allowed to do Yibum for any other reason except for the mitzvah itself. Now the Bavli alludes to this. I don't remember the Bavli coming this explicitly out and saying this. Tosfos says, a very famous Tosfos in Yavama says, that because of this, we don't do Yibum anymore nowadays. We just do Chalitza because we're afraid we don't do it for the right reasons. But I don't think it's as explicit as condemnation in the Bavli as it is in the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi doesn't let go. Asid Rabuna Krabah Akabasho. Rabuna is like Abasho. The time we learned Abashur Bryce, Abashur Omer, Hakoines is Sivimto Lashim Noi. Somebody who marries his sister-in-law, his brother's widow, because she's pretty. Olashun Dvar Macher, or for any other purpose. Harezu Bilas Nus. It's a licentious relationship. The Korobios of Vlad Mamzer. And it's almost as if the kid is a Mamzer. It's a very strong statement. You're rarely wrong.
I believe the statement is in the Bible, even though all the stories of Shas is inside.
Do you think Abishol's statement? I think is there.
Yeah.
Abishol's statement, but not the previous Gemara about L'shem Torah Koines. Abishol's, I think is. I think you're right about that. So if that's the case, Ma Abishol asks, well, what does Abishol hold like? Does he hold like Rabbi Akiva? Turning the page. We're on Oman base now. There's only Rabbi Akiva, the top line. The Akiva Amar Yesh Mamzer V'Yavama. There's interesting halacha. Rabbi Akiva holds that if one has relations with the Yavama, in other words, not the Yavam, so then the child is a Mamzer. We don't hold that way. Right, because, no, that's about this, yeah, that's because Rabbi Akiva holds that anytime there's a forbidden relationship, even if it's the penalty for that forbidden relationship is only flogging, so that suffices to make the issue of that relationship a mamzer. We hold it's only a mamzer if it's the issue of relationship for which the penalty is death and above. Okay? So therefore, because he says, if you have improper intentions in the relations with your Yavama, that the kid is a mamzer.
You meant also...
Correct. Yeah. Well... except for Nita. So it says, so no, Ma'adam Rabbi Akiva Yavamah is into. Rabbi Akiva is talking about a Yavamah who had relations with somebody else who's not her Yavam. Ma'adam Rabbi Shol, that which Rabbi Shol is talking about is Biyavimto with his own Yavam. And that's why, and the Gemara doesn't say this outright, but that's why Rabbi Shol just said, Korov Havlad Lios Mamzer. It's as if the kid is a Mamzer, but he's not actually a Mamzer, because it's a moralistic deficit which he bears, because the Yibum was not done for the right purposes, not a halachic deficit which he bears. That's a critical distinction, obviously.
And the right purposes is don't marry her for love. Marry
what?
Her for the mitzvah. Right,
marry her for the mitzvah.
According to
the,
you know,
the right person, the mitzvah, right.
But this ties with the Abishol.
That doesn't say it here explicitly. We don't know that yet. I don't know if the Yusham is ever going to bring that down. But yeah, there is a Gemara like that in the Bavli. The Abishol, the Chalitza is better than the Yibum, and Rabban and all the Yibum is better than the Chalitza. Right, you're correct about that. Now, maybe there is no Mesoros Shashi of Amos. Maybe you're right. Maybe I was just a fool because no Mesoros Shashi. Oh, there it is.
It's blank.
Don't say it's blank. No, but later on there is stuff. But it looks like it only quotes most from the Yerushalmi. Yeah, I don't. It doesn't seem to go Mesoros Shas to the Bavli. It's only cross references internally to Yerushalmi. Interesting. Okay, so it's a lot of guesswork whether it's actually in the Bavli or not, unlike the previous Masechtas. Anyway, so it says Gemara further. Ask Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta. Rabbi Abishol goes like Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta. So Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta, it's a fascinating Gemara. Yibem is Ishto, Yosei Sochim. He was Miyabem, he had relations with his brother's widow. Chamesh Charishos Chorash. He plowed five times with Chamesh Netios Nata, and as a result of that, he planted five saplings. In other words, each time there was a pregnancy of a great Godel Bisrael, a great scholar. Now, it's not clear, the Pnei Moshe grapples with this, is that he had relations with the same woman five times, and that's it, no more. Or is it, and in fact, even after the first time you have relations with the Yavama, every time you have relations with her, you are limited by doing L'shem Mitzvah, and that's why you only have relations with her five times for the rest of her life. Or is it talking about, no, he had five widows of five different brothers who he married, who he did Yibum with, and each one, the first time he had relations, he did it for the purpose of the Mitzvah, and those relations generated each time a great scholar in Israel. Okay? Because it seems that when we say that it must be done only with the right motives and thoughts, that is going primarily or completely on the first relationship, not subsequently. But that's not the simple meaning. Right, it's a regular wife. The mitzvah of Yibum. For whatever reason, right. Right. But that doesn't seem to be the simple meaning of the Gemara. That's Pnei Moshe and the Korban Eda try and induce that into the Gemara. But the simple meaning of the Gemara is that with this woman, one woman, he had relations five times. The five times he did it for the purpose of mitzvah, and each time she happened to become pregnant. Well, you could say that too, but I don't know if that's what. I don't think that with the Gemara would be bringing that out. But it's possible. Look at what it says here. V'derech sotin baal. Now, this is not in the Bavli. I guarantee it's not in the Bavli. He says, in fact, if you walk through Meir Shearim, from you and look at the clotheslines, you'll see that they still have these sheets. And this obviously is the source for these sheets. The sheets with the holes, right. How do you know about this? This is the source, obviously, for the sheet with the hole. Because here it says, which the Chassidim use, many of the Chassidim still use, because here it says that in order to diminish his pleasure, he had relations with this Yavama through a sheet. Okay? Eluhain, I hope that didn't get on tape. Eluhain, these are the five kids he had as a result of these five relations. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chalafta, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Avdimus, Rabbi Yossi. Okay? They're all those kids. Ksiv, it says, Eras Eshes Achicha Lo Segala. Now it says, the nakedness of your brother's wife is not revealed. Mashmat sounds like, Bein Eshes Achiv Me'o Aviv, whether it's your brother's wife, and it's your brother on the father's side. Bein Eshes Achiv Imo, it's your brother on your mother's side. And it sounds like also Bein Eshes Achiv Shir Lobo Lomo, whether your brother was alive at the same time as you, he didn't predecease your birth. Bein Eshes Achiv Shloi Abo Lomo, or your brother's predeceased your birth. Bein L'chaim, it sounds like whether your brother's still alive and just divorced the woman. Bein L'chaim Yisrael, even after your brother's dead. And it sounds like Ben Sheish Lobanim, whether your brother had kids. Ben Sheish Lobanim, whether your brother had no kids. So, what permitted this prohibition, which appears in Vayikra, the puzzle which we had in this past week's parsha, which is Hutzer Mikol Ayidei Yibum. It was permitted from the general ban by the mitzvah Yibum, which appears in last week's parsha. Yochel Chol Davar, is it permissible under any circumstance? Meaning, even if it's your half-brother through your mother, for example. Says Mar, no. Ne'emar kan ki yeshu achim yachdav. Here it says in last week's parsha Kiteitze, if two brothers are dwell together, then one of them dies. Ve'ne'emar lahalan, it says elsewhere, meaning in Brachos, Shnei Mosar Avadecha Achim. We, the 12 tribes, the 12 children of Yaakov, are brothers, Anachnu. Ma Achim Shnei La'alom Ba'achim Inavakos Medaber. Just like the brothers mentioned by the 12 tribes of Yaakov, are brothers from the father, meaning they had different mothers, but they're all brothers from the father. Now, Achim Shnei Ma'akan, so two brothers mentioned here, Ba'achim Inav. They're all brothers from the father's side, so not brothers from the mother's side. Yachdov, and they have to be together. Meaning, Prat Leishen Sachim Shalaya Balam, as opposed to a case where your brother predeceased your birth. Umeis Echomam, and one of the brothers died. Hein Bibachain. Now that means, that they were still married. I'm not sure exactly how to translate that phrase. Nobody is exactly, but how to translate precisely. What it means is that he was still his wife while he was alive, meaning that he had not divorced her previously. If he divorced her prior to his death, then there is no concept of Yibum, right? It has to be that until the last moment he was married to her. If he divorced her prior to his death, so then there's no Yibum. Yes, true. Granted, touche. So in any event, Afilu Girsho Meis, if he divorced her, the Afilu is kind of out of place. It means even, but it's not really in place here. If he divorced her, and then he died, Zupatur, meaning she's exempt from Yibum. Uven ain't low, and also it's only if he has no kids. Ha'im yesh lo ben, if he has a kid, Petura, she's exempt. Uksivin, it says, ki es kol asher yaseh mikol toivo soel. Anyway, those were these disgusting things, meaning having licentious relations, v'nichras, he undergoes koris. V'alo esh esachim ichal korayas avios. Yeah, this should include your brother's wife, together with all the other familial relationships. Fuchmi Kolyer became permitted from the general prohibition, Aide Ibum, because of Ibum. Yogu Avsharko Arayas, Fuchu Kumiklam Aide Ibum, are all other Arayas permitted by the concept of Ibum? Meaning, let's say, that, again, like we had in our Mishnah, right? That the your brother's wife is your daughter. So, just like the prohibition on your brother's wife was permitted by Yibum, maybe it's carte blanche, and even though she happens to also be your daughter, so it's also permitted by Yibum. Of course, we're going through the background for our Mishnah right now. How do we know that's not the case? So, Rabbi Zeira B'Shem Rabbi Yerusha said a very funny thing, and the one is going to attack him for it. Aleh, aleh. It says Aleah here. The Aleah, it says here, Yevamoya Aleah. The Yevama should have relations with, the Yavam should have relations with the Yevama. And it says Aleah also by the prohibition on marrying your sister, your wife's sister, right? Rashi means that the Kormei means the Basel. Yishorach also lo tzikach. Do not take two sisters. Legalos er vassal lebachaya to reveal their nakedness in their lifetime. So it says, Ma'aleh shnema la'alon ba'achim mina av hakosam medaber. Just like Aleah, which is stated over here, over there, by the case of Yibu, his brothers from the same father, and that's the case he implies. So to the Aleha, which is stated by your wife's sister, applies even though she's married to your own brother. It's a very funny Gzeira Shavu. We never saw Gzeira Shavu like this before, and the Gemara is very distressed over it. Again, how's the Gzeira Shavu work? It says Aleha by Yibu. And says aloud by your wife's sister being prohibited. So the way he learns it, coming, the Torah is going to tell us that even though you're allowed to marry, to be miyabim, your brother's wife, but not when it is your wife's sister and any other prohibited relationship. So one aloud is coming to play off the other aloud to tell us that it's true, this is permitted, but not in that case. Which is a very strange shava, because normally... Right, there's no evil. That's exactly what it's going to tell us. Which is a very strange use of the word aleh, because normally aleh means some property over here transfers over there. But that's not what's happening here.
Positive and
negative, right. That don't transfer. The connection is almost being made to deflect as opposed to reflect. Okay? I'm always going to pick up on that. Rabbi Yom Bargil, Rabbi Achav, you see, when they were sitting and schmoozing, Rabbi Acha said, Hodod, Rabbi Yisrael, he said over this Gzeir Shava, this funny Gzeir Shava, Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Yom Bargil, said, hey, let's have some fun with this. Let's say the opposite. Maybe maybe the Aleh, now he made a nonsense drush out of this, just to show, take it to the absurd, to show how it can't work. Well, it says Aleh by your wife's sister. And that's not talking about where she's Yavama. Maybe Aleh stated by Yavama is not talking about Yavama. In other words, let's turn it around and see if we can work it the other way. Amli Abacha Racha said, what are you talking about? Hataru Amar B'Yavama. That's what Pasha is talking about. So Yavama. V'atoy Me'er B'Sheni Yavama. He's talking about, you say it's not talking about Yavama. What he's saying is absolute nonsense. So Amli Rabbi Gidol said, what you're saying is also nonsense. In other words, this statement of Yosef Chinah doesn't make any sense. Hataru Amar B'Sheni Yavama. Maybe the Torah was saying that the prohibition of two married wife sister is when she's not Yavama. How do you know that's true by Yavama? This is not a classic Zera Shava. Vikmid Rabbi Yachak Kivlei. Rabbi Yachak got upset at him. Om Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, now here's the Mecha Mayim and Shai Torah, so both changed in the next line. Should be, the Rabbi Bin Yamin, Rabbi Yossi said, Lo the Rabbi Bin Yamin Bar Gido Poligad Rabbi Yachak. Rabbi Yom Bargil is not arguing Rabbi Acha. He's not arguing on the concept that, of course, when the Yavama is forbidden for you for some other reason that you can't have relations with her, Eldu Makpid Alishna the Shamamin Rabbi. He's upset at the Drosha as he heard it from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael Bechanina, because he denies that there's such a concept of a deflective Gezeru Shava as opposed to reflective Gezeru Shava. So, Maikadu. How do you come out? Meaning, how do we learn that where there's an additional prohibition on the brother's wife, you may not do evil with her? So it says, well, I'm glad you asked. Yavama Yavala. It says, the Yavam shall have relations with the Yavama. Ma Aleh Shnema La'alam B'She'eno Yavama. This, I might say, and this is again, starting from the question. Just like, of the Aleh, which is stated over there, where you're not allowed to marry two sisters, is where it's not Yavama. Af Aleh Shnei Makana Filu Yavimto, And here it's where it says, Olea, even where your Yavama is your wife's sister, perhaps it's Mutter. I'm going to tell you, that's why the Torah says, Visha el achosa lo sikach. That's why the Torah says, explicit Vayikar, never take two sisters. And that explicit pasuk is coming to tell us, even where it's a Yavama, right? Even where you have the possibility to take them, you can't take both. So actually we're learning from Vayikra that Yibum doesn't apply, not from something internally in Dvarim, where it talks about Yibum, but from Vayikra we're learning that there's no possibility of taking two sisters. So there, and as a result we extrapolate to all other rights. No. I don't. Well, it may be, but that's getting to the reasons for the mitzvah. I'm not denying what you're saying as validity, but it's not relevant to our discussion. That is some for the realm of, say, the Sefer HaChinuch to understand why it's prohibited. But that's not relevant to our discussion today. We're just looking at the character of the mitzvah as opposed to the reason behind the mitzvah. So I can't answer your question. Okay? So it's a fair question, but not in this game. So says the Gemara. And the Elohim. I only know that she herself, let's say your brother is married, wife, but the co-wife. So that's again, that's the language of Baker. Even the co-wife. So that means, again, that's Rosh is telling us don't take a co-wife of her. Now that means, since it's setting, I don't know the exact English term for the infinitive or something like that, in other words, it's continuous. Any doesn't just say, Lotikach sarasa, but lead sror, right? I don't know. Here it's not. Here it doesn't seem to be the double rash. Maybe that's a bavli. I don't know. But I mean, I tamalon lead sror, lo lo sarasa, lo sarasa, not the tsara and not the. Oh, you're right. The commentator says like you could have said lo tsar, and extra rash. But you're right. Okay, shkoyach. So name it, not the co-wife, nor the co-wife of the co-wife. And the Elachos Ishna, that tells us that if your wife's sister is married to your brother, there's no evil. Shah Arayas Minayim. How do you know it's true about all other Arayas? Let's say your daughter or some other pro, your mother-in-law. How do you know that those two, you can't do even if they're married to your brother? So it says more, very interesting answer. Says more, Rabbi Zira B'Shem Yisrael said, "Kav chomer." So logic, machos ishtam yuchedes. Your wife's sister is unique in that she's more lenient than other pro arayas. You know why? Eva sheish lohetzel lachi sura. It's possible that this prohibited prohibition will become mutter after it is prohibited. What's the case where your wife Rachmana Litzlan dies? If your wife dies, so then you're allowed to marry your wife's sister. It's only while your wife is alive, even if she's divorced, you're still allowed to marry your sister. But if she dies, if you can arrange that, then you can marry her sister, right? So that's
the same mother-in-law.
Yeah, those are the breaks. So in that case, it's more lenient than other rights, and it comes permissible after time. If she's a reyas relationship, I mean, she's prohibited in Yibum, Sharka writes the other prohibited relationships, Shein Lemetzah Achisun, which do not become Mutter once they are Osir, Lo Koshke is not a Kavachomer, that they remain Osir, that they're Osir in Yibum. Mazu Erba Potesar Osir, and just like this, the forbidden relationship exempts the co-wife, Avshacha Arayis, so to all other Arayis, Pojos are saying, they exempt their co-wives. Akadun Krabi Kiva, now that works out Krabi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva holds Onchin Minadin. Onchin Minadin means I can learn punishments from a Kal V'chomer. And I can also learn, therefore, not just punishments of Kal V'chomer, but also parameters of prohibitions from a Kal V'chomer. Rabbi Shmuel holds Ein Onchin Minadin, and that is the fact that we learn that I can't say, if Reuven gets so-and-so punishment, Kal V'chomer Shimon gets that punishment, right? And so I can't say, if there's prohibition A, Kal V'chomer is prohibition B, I need an explicit pasuk for every single prohibition in the Torah, right? So if that's the case, every single punishment, every single prohibition, it's both. In Oinchim Minadin and in Masir and Minadin. You need punishments and penalties and warnings for each and every possible, each and every prohibition of the Torah. So then if that's the case, how do I know that according to him, there's a case of arias other than a prohibited relationships other than your wife's sister, which precludes Yibum? So Rabbi Shmuel, so says Tiny Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel taught us Kavachomer, the following Kavachomer. Ma achos ishtam yuchedes erva. Achos, your wife's sister is unique in that it's erva shechayovin al zdona koreis, in that you get, if you do it intentionally, killed by Hashem, unintentionally after being a sacrifice. Hare esur li yisyabe, he's forbidden to do yibum. Av kol erva shechayavin al zdona koreis, so to any erva, where if you do it intentionally, you get kares. Hashugasa chatas, and unintentionally you bring chatas. Teasul isyami, she's forbidden to get yibum. Now the Ritbah says, wait a minute, he can't use a kavachomer. We just what? You didn't know? You thought it was your wife. It was dark. You went into the room, had relations with her, but you didn't know who it was. You thought it was your wife. Turns out it was your wife's sister. She didn't tell you. Okay, use your imagination, or maybe don't use your imagination. But there is a way of it happening. Okay, so in any event, so the Ritbah actually takes out the words kavachomer, and he says Rabbi Shmuel can't learn a kavachomer because he holds einon shemin adin. Rather, it's called a memotzinu. Memotzinu is a logical extrapolation, and we're going to see what the difference is momentarily. Logical extrapolation means if this is the quality, the level of this prohibition, that if you do it intentionally, you get killed by Hashem. Do it unintentionally, then you have to bring in carbon. So to any prohibition which is similar precludes Yibum. Okay? You're hung up on this thing. It's not fair.
I know she wasn't. I'm sticking to that.
Okay. Says the Gemara further. I cannot respond to that. Says the Gemara further. What's the difference between the two opinions? So interesting, the thing is, Amana l'Kohen Gadol, a widow for a Kohen Gadol. In other words, the Kohen Gadol's brother, who was not a Kohen Gadol, Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a widow. A regular Kohen is allowed to marry a widow. The Kohen's brother, Kohen Gadol's brother, a plain Kohen, was married to a widow. Now the brother dies. So can the Kohen Gadol do Yibum in that situation? So says the Gemara, if you hold Mandamar Erva Sheish Leter Lachid Surah, he holds that the foundation line, the baseline, is an Erva which is permitted after its prohibition is even that's Osir, right? So certainly this Zuel Vein Laheter Lachid Surah, this one says she's not going to be permitted after she's prohibited. Hare is Surah Yisyami, she's certainly prohibited to do to bring Yibum, certainly precludes Yibum. But Mandamar, he said it's only the Erva Shechayomin El Zdona Kores. We learn out for only the level of an Erva for which if you didn't intentionally get Kores, so she goes to Chatos and unintentionally get Chatos. Harezu Asura Lis Yabim. You want this one to be prohibited to for Yibum? No. Since the prohibition claim go to marrying a widow is not a one which generates a death penalty nor korban, it only generates flogging. She should be permitted to do Yibum. In other words, the Kohen Gadol should be allowed to do Yibum in that situation. Very interesting thing. Where it says, if you're going to, it depends what your criterion is, that anything which is, even if it's mutter, once becomes usur subsequently, like your wife's sister, then in that case, I say that it's prohibited and precludes Yibum. So, and certainly it's something more severe. So then this is more severe in that sense because it cannot become mutter once it is prohibited. Because in Amana, a widow is never permitted to Kohen Gadol.
Well, what's going to happen is he'll just have to resign from the...
He can't resign from the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol, once he resigns, is still prohibited to marry a widow. That's it, you're stuck for life.
So what's illogical about that is that Yibum could only be done on an Amana. Just by definition.
Right. No, but she had to have been a widow beforehand. You're right. This widowhood doesn't count. that we're willing to stipulate, that this widowhood doesn't count, because this relationship transcends the widowhood. That's a good point. But we're talking about her, she was previously a widow. That's a very good point, though. I didn't think of it before. But you understand that that must be the Gemara's good case.
But I don't understand, what difference does it make to us about the this widow, but prior widow has no bearing on it, because he didn't marry her in that state.
No, but it's his brother who married her. So his brother, but he's not, from vis-a-vis him, it's still a widow.
Was he a Kohen Gadol while the brother died? Or
I don't know if that's the Germain.
Before the brother's died.
Right now he's a Kohen Gadol. Right now he can't marry a widow. I don't know if that's Germain. I don't think it is Germain. Doesn't matter. So that's what presents the difficulty, that a Kohen Gadol cannot marry a widow no matter when she became widow, except for this relationship which we're stipulating. On the other hand, if you're talking about it has to be something which is of capital nature, so it's not of capital nature, it's a minor prohibition. All right, well, you know, we'll make this theorem after tomorrow, because I don't even know if we have a minion now, so we'll make it after tomorrow, if you don't mind. So in any event, so let's just go on to finish the omen. So it says, well, Rabbi Ivo Bar Nagre Crispi, a strange name, B'shem Rabbi Shimon Lucky said, I think we had in the past though, Lo tie eshes hameid, so he said, you know what, even if you hold that the criterion is, generally speaking, something which is of capital nature precludes Yibum, I can preclude Yibum here as well. How so? Lo tie eshes hameid sachutzali zor. It says, the wife of the dead brother should not go out to a foreign person. Now, zu isha shi zara lo. Now, this is a cool preclusion. It has to be a woman who's now okay to him. She shouldn't go to a stranger. But this woman is strange for him already. Right? Means a woman who he could be miyabi shouldn't go to a strange man. But this is a strange woman. She's vis-a-vis him, she's a stranger, because the Torah prohibited. The parameter of Zor already exists here, and that precludes Yibum. Okay, so it says Amra Torah, the Torah said Lo tie lo li isha afilu mitzvah, shouldn't be him for a wife. It's not even a mitzvah. So if that's the case, so says Amra, well, the flip side of that should be true as well. Miata lo te tzricha chalitza, she shouldn't require chalitza. If you prohibited the widow from the Kohen Gadol because she's already a Zara vis-a-vis him from Yibum, so she shouldn't require the flip side of the ceremony, which is chalitza. She's like all the kates in our Mishnah. If it's your daughter who's married to your brother, she doesn't need either Yibum or chalitza to release her. So is that the case here? Says Mar Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Yivimto, Yivimto. No. It says Yivimto several times, or at least twice, here. And Ribsa b'chalitza. That means, interesting pasuk, it says that it's telling us that there are more chalitzas than there are Yibums. Amazing thing. There are more times that she's considered Yibama vis-a-vis Chalitza than vis-a-vis Yibum. Because it says Yivimto several times. So it says, Matani Rabbi Shmuel says, Me'ein Yavmi. It said, we're going back, he's giving another reason for a Kohen Gadol not to have to do Yibum on a mana, on a widow. Zusha Me'ein Yavmi, it's got to be when do you do Chalitza? A person who a woman whose yavam repudiates her, lo shminu shemayim, as opposed to a case where the heaven repudiates her, meaning that Hashem doesn't let her marry this guy. So in that case, she doesn't require chalitza. So that's more of a question. Matalote tzurcha chalitza, she shouldn't require chalitza either, since she's an almana, and the Torah forbade the kohen gadol to take her. So it's not the kohen gadol disassociating himself from her, Hashem will disassociate him from her, so she shouldn't require tzricha. Have a tzricha lahondam Rabbi Yirmiyah, that's what I need, that which Rabbi Yirmiyah said. Yivimto, Yivimto, it says Yivimto twice. Hatorah ribsa b'chalitza, the Torah made you chalitza more times than it made you do yavam, ibum. So that's a very interesting thing. It comes out that actually, according to this Gemara, and we're not quite finished yet, and Almana vis-a-vis a Kohen Gadol cannot do Yibum, but they must do Chalitza. And this is the first time already we have an exception in the Masechta, a lighter prohibition, since it's lighter in nature than capital, so therefore it's fuzzy. Normally, if you don't have to Yibum, you don't have to Chalitza. You can't do the in ceremony, you can't do the out ceremony. But in this case, you can't do the in ceremony, but you must do the out ceremony. And learning that it's a deraisa, the Torah itself, by saying yivimto several times, makes that requirement. Does it require chalitza? Omar, he said, and take it should be Omar Le, not Omar Lo. Omar Le, Efshal Omar Kedushin Taipsimbo. Can you say marriage can be contracted with her? You say it doesn't require chalitza? Meaning, if a Kohen Gadol decides intentionally to go marry, or even unintentionally, but he decides to go marry a widow against the Torah's will, the marriage is contracted. It's not the same thing like marrying your sister. You can't marry your sister. It doesn't take effect. It's meaningless. But if a Kohen Gadol marries an Amana, so that is a meaningful ceremony. They're living in sin, but they are married. It's a different sin. They're not living out of wedlock. It's a different sin. So if that's the case, that explains why she requires chalitza. Because although they're not allowed to do yibum, the yibum would work if they did it. And that's why it requires chalitza on the flip side in order to get out of it. Right. It's a fascinating concept. Because that actually means the Torah prohibits a relationship, but if you contract it, the relationship works. Which is a very rare thing in the Torah. Generally, the Torah prohibited something, it can't work. What? Consummated. Right. Right, I meant if consummated. Flat, yeah. It can't be contracted no matter what by Yibum, that's right. But if, take a marriage. A Kohen Gadol can't contract the marriage with Yiva, with a Amara, and that's why he can also do Yibum with her. How require chalitza? Did it? No, but that wouldn't work with your sister. It only works with Amara Kohen Gadol, which is a lower level prohibition. Okay, so we have to still distinguish between levels, because consummation also doesn't affect marriage with a woman who's prohibited you on a capital level. Only a woman who's prohibited to you on a just plain negative level without the capital level attached to it. No. Oh no, consummation is an additional crime. We'll talk about it tomorrow, because actually it's complex and they want to dive in Marv already. Okay, and we're in the middle of a sugya, actually. We'll come back to tomorrow. All right, boys, whoever's here in the base medrash now, if you could stay a couple of minutes after Marv, we're going to make a siyum on Seder Moed and the Yushalmi, and we do need a minion. And there is food.
And drink.
If everybody can just bear with us for a couple of minutes, I'd like to make a siyum on Seder Moed and the Yushalmi. Anybody can gather around the table. As some of you might know, this is the only known Daf Yomi Rushami English year in the entire world. So it's a special exclusive, of course, for us to be Messiah, another Seder. We already began tonight, Yuvamas. And this is for the Siyum of Moed. Unlike, I won't keep you, unlike the Bavli, which ends Moed with Chagiga, Yerushalmi ends Moed with Moed Katan. And the last few words in Moed Katan, according to the Yerushalmi, are Tani, Eim Olichin Chalilin Lebeisa Ove. On Yontif, Moed Katan is, of course, primarily about Chol HaMoed, although it also has to do with Havelus, but it has to do also with Chol HaMoed, and that is its primary topic. And appropriately enough, this is a topic which blends Chol HaMoed and Havelus, to finish with Moed Katan. Emolichin Chalina Beiso Evel, what is not allowed in it seems on Chol HaMoed that we're talking about, what one may or may not do in order to disturb the sanctity of the Chol HaMoed. One may not take chalilim, which are musical instruments, to the Beis HaEvel. As you know, in those days, they used to play musical instruments. The Chinese still do this. But they used to, then even the Jews used to play musical instruments at their levayas. So one is not allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed. Ava molichi chalil lebeis hamishta lebeis haSimcha. One is allowed to bring chalil into a beis haSimcha where there's some simcha mitzvah going on, or lebeis hamishta to a house in general where there's some mishta going on. Again, because this all falls in the parameters of simchas yontif, when it's permissible to do so. Now, of course, there's certain simchas one cannot make on Chol HaMoed because they marvin simcha besimcha, but when it's the type of simcha which is permissible, then one could take it. This sounds a little bit like what the Chazon Ish says. The Chazon Ish says that there is a prohibition of hotzah even on Chol HaMoed. Now, we generally don't think about this, but there's a parameter on Chol HaMoed that one is not allowed to do malachas unless they are for the purpose of enjoying the yontif, and that's part of exactly Chol HaMoed. And that's why, of course, one is not supposed to write except with a shinui, or if it's necessary for one's business or for one's divrei Torah, and so on and so forth. One is not even supposed to drive except with what one is doing for the context of a mitzvah, either the mitzvah of going to daven or to learn, or the mitzvah of enjoying yontif, such as going to the amusement park, if one can define it that way. But one is not allowed to do malachos which are inherently completely not for the purpose of Chol HaMoed. And the Chazon Ish says it seems to him that the same thing applies to hotzah, to carrying on Chol HaMoed. One is not allowed to carry if it's not for the purpose of Chol HaMoed, unless, of course, there is an Eruv, in which case it would be permitted because there is an Eruv in place. So therefore, it sounds from this Yerushalmi, which prohibits taking Chalilim to the Beis HaEvel, although one could give other reasons perhaps for it, but it sounds in Yerushalmi, name of Tosefta, that it's prohibited because of taking things on Chol HaMoed, Shelo Litzorcha. Adjoloch Seder Moed, Mitamad Yerushalmi, Vadrochlon, Daikloch Seder Moed, Mitamad Yerushalmi, Da'atochlon, Lanista Sheminoch Seder Moed, Mitamad Yerushalmi, Lotisnash Minon, Loba Amadev, Loba Amadarasi. Androv Seder Moyen me Tam Yushami Vajochlan, Daidnov Seder Moyen me Tam Yushami da Tochalon, Lonitz the Shame Nok Mesech Seder Moyen me Tam Yushami, Lotisn Shame Nan Loba Amo Dave Loba Amadasi. Hadrov Seder Moyen me Tam Yushami Vajochlan, Daidnov Seder Moyen me Tam Yushami da Tochalon, Lonitz the Shame Nok Seder Moyen me Tam Yushami, Lotisn Shame Nan Loba Amo Dave Loba Amadasi.
Kiskayim bono b'yisalecha v'atamcha uzcha v'shochva v'adishma alecha v'akitzosa histe zichecha givir yirbu yomecha v'sivlecha v'shanos chayim orchemim yimina v'smola oshu v'chavod anoya zamayitev noiv avecha v'mol v'ashalom.